When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Tiffany here from Swish, and I want to talk about being a problem solver. In my classroom, I'm always telling my ICFirsties to be problem solvers. In first grade, that's one thing, but in adult life, it's a whole other. It can be really difficult to train your brain to go into a problem-solving mode. Maybe you don't even know where to start. It's a challenge that we all face in life. But when you learn to better help your brain find solutions, it's truly a great feeling. And if you've ever been thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. BetterHelp is convenient, it's accessible, it's affordable, and it's all online. And on top of that, they match you with a therapist just by filling out a brief survey. So when you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/swish today to get 10% off your first month. That's better, HELP.com/swish.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick. Everyone? Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to a bonus episode of Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
I'm Katie.
I'm really tired.
Yep. That is accurate. We are recording right now from our Airbnb, not Airbnb.
We're just visiting friends. Room
in Boston. We just spent our day at LeakyCon, and we're getting ready to go back tonight. But before we do that, we wanted to record and talk about our experience in Salem yesterday. Where do you want to start?
Salem is the most charming city, and I need to give it more time. I have to come back.
I need to go back and stay for like 3 days at least.
At least, like it needs to be a future trip.
Yeah. I want to come back like on Halloween.
It'd be incredible.
I would like to come when it's not busy.
So
it didn't seem crazy busy yesterday.
Wasn't too bad yesterday.
Just the weather was crap.
Yeah. How about when it's not raining?
Well, it didn't start that way. So
yeah,
we
hold on before you go and start the story. Just quickly, briefly, what was your favorite thing from Salem? Doing, seeing, whatever. Eating, drinking.
Can I not go first? Because
it doesn't matter. Whoever goes first.
Okay. Awkward turtles.
My favorite thing, honestly, just walking around the city. Mm-hmm. I just want to walk around the city more and see more of like the beautiful old houses. And a bunch of them had like little nameplates on them about like who they were built for in the 1800s. And
they were all decorated.
Oh, they were all decorated for Halloween. It was just beautiful. And then I also really liked the candy shop that we happened upon when we were walking over to the House of the Seven Gables.
Oh, I totally forgot about all that candy that is here.
Oh, we totally had some last night.
Yeah, we totally had some of our little truffle things last night. They're delicious.
Oh, man.
I love that it was my birthday and I got to spend it with you
birthday.
Guys.
Happy birthday.
Thanks. I got to spend it with you guys in a new place. That was super cool. Yeah, but just like walking around, getting to see it, like the fact that Salem embraces fall and Halloween is the coolest thing. Like everybody has decorations up. Two highlights is me and Meg going to the Hocus Pocus house and jumping out of an Uber and getting soaked, but taking cool pictures. And then when you guys saw those witch hats and you're like, I gotta get them. And as soon as you saw them, you bought them. That's cute.
Those witch hats are awesome.
Tiffany, do you want to go or do you want me to go?
I could go. Okay. Well, I really enjoyed seeing where part of Hocus Pocus was filmed. Mm-hmm. The town hall.
Town hall.
Yeah, yeah. The town hall. Mm-hmm. So that's where the party. Bette Midler sang, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pardon me. And then, dude, that calamari.
Oh my gosh, the food was delicious.
I forgot about that place.
It was literally fresh. Like, we watched them unload the fresh seafood, and that brought joy to my heart. Mm-hmm. Like, getting that witch hat was really cool. And honestly, literally just walking.
Yeah.
And seeing that graveyard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Essex Street.
Beautiful. Essex is awesome.
Yeah. I just being here, you don't even have to do anything. You can just literally stand here and think about its history. And even though it's not pleasant, it's just, it's a neat thing to stand where so many things had happened.
Yeah.
And I just like being somewhere that is so old in our country.
It's hard to, because realistically, like, we live in Cleveland, there's historic things that have happened there, but there's something different to be said with Salem and Boston, and even when we go to New York, you know, massive things have happened in those places, like in our history, like hundreds of years ago, or even just, you know, a couple of years ago. So it's crazy to stand somewhere so just legitimately historic. And it's really cool to see.
When me and Meg always say, when we went over to the UK, we always talked about like how old things were and how that was so cool to like be there. And we're like, we don't have anything like that back at home. This is that feel here. Like, yeah, it's not quite as old.
Mm-hmm. Salem felt the closest to that.
Yeah. Salem felt like old and just like rich with that history that like I wanted to see in my own country.
Yeah. Like I think of, you know, when we were in Edinburgh and we were just like, God, it's just so charming. And like, there's the cobblestone streets and all these houses are just so old. And I just think of that guy telling us like there's New Town and there's Old Town, and New Town is still older than America.
Right.
And like, that was just like the coolest fact. But like, to me, that feeling was alive in Salem. It was like, it's not 1100 old, but 1600 is still old.
Yeah.
I didn't get to say what my favorite thing was.
Oh, sorry, Sarah.
Sarah, go ahead. What is it?
Oh, now she's feeling some kind of way.
I'm just kidding. the food was really great. I'm a seafood person. So if I'm on the coast, you know, you can't get fresher than literally like 5 feet away. So the food was great.
Yes.
And I'm like a nerd when it comes to like history and all of that stuff. So I really liked, we went on a tour and with Bob and he was great. Like telling us a bunch of stuff and just kind of seeing where things have happened. And we saw a house that, George Washington stayed in, and it's really cool.
Yes.
It was cool to see it all and seeing the cemetery. I also, a lot of things freak me out, and honestly, cemeteries sometimes are, but at the same time, like, I love looking at them, and I love looking at the headstones and almost like saying a little prayer there for all the people. And, so that was really cool to happen upon, and just walking around the city and seeing all the old things.
I like old stuff.
Yeah.
We have a guest spot.
Hello.
Welcome, Jen. Welcome, Jen the Ripper.
Oh, that's great. I'm Jen, and I think my favorite thing about Salem, well, kind of two things. So I don't have a great historical context of Halloween or anything like that, because as a child, I was not allowed to celebrate it for many reasons. So that was, as an adult, kind of like my first, like, oh, this is like spooky stuff. When I think about the Salem witch trials and things, I've always thought about it in the context of history and not like people would come here and do Halloween related activities. So when we said we were going to Salem, be honest, didn't even cross my mind that would be the reason why. So that was really cool, and I loved all the historical stuff. That's really my jam. Even though it was a wet experience,
very wet,
I loved that walking tour. The information was really, really cool.
I will say another thing that I really liked, and I think in Salem it's a little bit more prevalent because of the history of the witch trials being set there and all of those things that happened. But like, I love that they very much embrace, like, cause there are people that practice Wicca and that are witches. And I love that they embrace it so much. Cause I mean, in Cleveland, you don't see that very often. And I think that sometimes people, feel like if they do practice Wicca and they are witches and everything, that they are, I don't know if the right word would be ostracized, but they're a little, it seems like they don't talk about it as much. So it's, mm-hmm. it's nice to see somewhere that like they literally accept anyone, you know, you can practice. Yeah. Wicca. I mean, there's, it's just, and like when you really think of it, it's really, you're getting back to like nature and the earth and like,
yeah, I learned a lot about
you're getting
them.
To the base of like life, you know? Mm-hmm. So I like that it's very open and free and, yeah, I really appreciated that.
It's literally like the city of you do you boo.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I was going to say, I think
you mean boo.
I think the other the other thing I super loved about Salem was how like inclusive it is.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
There is just like so much obvious acceptance everywhere.
Yeah. Rainbow. I saw flags. I saw more rainbow yes. flags there than I have in my entire life.
Same.
And like, have you ever been to a more accepting city?
I don't think
my,
so.
Myself, I am a city and I'm accepting of everybody.
Honey, you're the whole darn
not a nice
world.
Person. Unless you are a Richard in the meanest sense of the word. But I get like, I don't know how Megan and Katie feel as people that are part of the community and I'm just an ally, but I get so excited when I'm like, it's a rainbow. Oh. They're like, yeah, Sarah, we saw it 20 minutes ago. And I was like, all right, fine.
Bye. Oh, I embrace the rainbow.
No,
we just
I love
make
it.
Make sure we point it out.
Yeah. No, I love it. It's just, it's nice that it's becoming more prevalent mm-hmm. everywhere, but mm-hmm. it's really yeah. nice to see it in such a big city at the time where it's super busy there and like it's still just out and loud mm-hmm. and it just like makes you feel happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, for yeah. sure.
Who doesn't feel happy looking at a stinking rainbow? I know I feel mm. joy. I sound like I oh, don't, but I do.
I feel joy when I look joy. At a rainbow.
You guys, I am exceptionally tired. Shall we start our adventure?
Yeah.
Okay. So
we woke up. It was October 11th, 2019.
Sarah was beside me. Best day of my life.
The alarms went off. It was 6:45.
No.
I mean, I'm not wrong.
Well, yeah. So we got up, got ready, hopped in an Uber, went to the train station, missed the one train, decided to take the other train, had to wait around.
Shout out to the Boston train system. Easiest train system yeah. I think we've
oh,
ever
it was so
done.
Easy. But honestly, if you're late, bye.
Oh, yeah.
No, Tiffany, they leave on time. They don't wait for you.
Tiffany, that's true about most public transportation. They don't wait for
but
you.
But they were like left like on the dot.
Gotta do it.
Like it wasn't even like a minute past. They're like, oh, no, yep, you're done. Bye.
Like Meg yeah. and me have been on a lot of different railways and
this was
I mean,
a little
trains
different.
Rapids like a bunch of things. It was a little different, but it was like the
easiest
process.
Because
it's
not
process.
Like public I'm yawning, sorry, because it's not like public transportation like the subway or mm-hmm. anything. Like it's more of like an actual train station.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. It was cool. I don't think I've ever been to a train station before, so that was a neat experience for
oh,
me.
Oh, I have. I'm like, have I? Yeah, I took trains in Italy.
So we get to Salem. The weather is great, you guys.
It's awesome.
Oh, it
it's a little
beautiful.
It's windy. It's
but great.
It's fall. Yeah. It's windy. It's a little cooler, but the sun's out. It's fantastic.
Sun's out, guns out, lies. We had several layers on.
Several. True.
Sun's out. Our buns were all covered.
Buns were in their packages. Okay. So we were walking and we walked by a couple spots that we found on our tour later on in the day, which was cool.
Yeah, that church.
And there mm-hmm. were like these super, super old gravestones in the front. And it was amazing. I got a couple of pictures of those.
A lot of Sarahs.
Lots of Sarahs.
Popular name in that time.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
It's very, very much a biblical name.
Well, yeah, because it's in the Bible.
Yes. She's married to Abraham.
Who had many sons. And we get there. What did we do when we got there? We got in line for our tickets,
we
right?
Got, yeah, we got Salem tickets Witch to the Museum. Witch Museum.
Yeah.
And then we got coffee? Breakfast? No, we ate breakfast at the train station.
No, we took a little walk.
Yeah. Why did we go?
We walked
for a
to
walk?
The Bewitched statue.
That's yes. right.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. We walked down Essex Street.
And Megan discovered that she didn't know how to do the nose twitch.
I can't do it. I was so disappointed with
I
myself.
Can't either.
I don't know. I just like had visions
Try
that
right
I
now.
Could do it.
No.
I can't. I move my mouth. Literally can't. I just move my mouth.
I can wiggle my
nostrils. I don't know. I don't even know if I do it.
Tiffany, you're moving your mouth. Yeah. Nobody can do it except Samantha.
I can wiggle my ears. She moves her mouth. She moves her mouth. I swear to you. No, that was your jaw.
I know.
I need to watch an episode of Bewitched. I just like shook my head.
It was a really cool statue, though. She was like sitting on the moon, like the little logo. And it was neat.
And it was in a little square, and that's where we ended up going to dinner later. Was in that square, but yeah, Essex Street was so beautiful. So after the Bewitched statue, our time came back for the Salem Witch Trial Museum, which I think was honestly a little underwhelming.
Yes, I would agree.
Yep.
If I could go back, I wouldn't waste my money.
I think I would too. I would have rather spent my time walking the streets.
Honestly, like, it was fine. It was an experience. We did it. Like, I'm not unhappy that we did it, but I don't know if I would be like, hey, you should do this.
If you're going to Salem,
Katie, same.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Because it was like, it just felt outdated and like, which is fine. I don't mind seeing things that are like, but you know, kept as it
was.
They're
pulling it in. They can update that.
And
I will say though, like, my biggest thing is, if you don't know a lot of information, I went into that knowing a lot about the witch trials in Salem, and because I've read a lot and I've learned a lot over even just from like doing the podcast last year about it. So like I didn't learn much going in. So if you don't know much and you want to learn, yeah, it was great. But I also felt that our time doing the walk through, or like the walking tour with Bob, who was our tour guide, he was great. And he had a lot of information, and there were times where I was like, oh my gosh, I'm learning this, I'm learning that, and that one I felt was more worth my time
for sure.
And everything,
and it only cost $2 more than the museum.
Here's my thing, the problem that I believe that I'm having is the word museum.
Agreed, it's not a museum, it's an experience. I think that they should call it the Salem Witch Trial Experience, because it's two shows, basically.
With your Chuck E. Cheese puppets that don't move.
And here's, I compare it to an old, outdated version of Hall of Presidents at Magic Kingdom, but they're not animatronics, and they just light up each scene.
Yeah. The devil was cool.
That
was terrifying.
That's why it was cool.
Oh,
But literally, I'll say this because
the jail cells were cool. I thought that part was
cool. I mean, it was cool, but it's not a museum.
Yes,
it was correct. A show, and it reminded me of in Gilmore Girls when Taylor took the Twickum house and made it the Stars Hollow Museum, and it had like the family in there, and they're like, Stars Hollow, and it lit it up, and so that's like literally what the show was.
Yeah.
And then they took you into this side room where they hustled and bustled you along with people who weren't very polite. And they told you some more very cool information. That second room was great. But they also put you intermission in between and put you in their gift shop, which, one, there's already way too many people in there because people who aren't going through the museum were shopping. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, hey, you know, you got 15 minutes. Why don't you buy something? And I did. Right. Fell for it.
Got a magnet.
And then we went to that back part, which I feel like I learned more in that back part. Very minimal things, but
the one in the
front.
In the back part, the cool part was when they talked about Wicca.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, even talking about the midwives and stuff.
Yeah, that was cool, too.
Because it kind of goes through time a little bit, but it's like small. Very crowded, but we also went in a very busy time of year.
Yeah.
And also another cool part is they have a first edition of The Wizard of Oz, which was really cool to see. Mm-hmm. And then they had an old from 1890, and complete works of William Shakespeare, because it was in a little bit section that was open to Macbeth, and it had talked about like potions and stuff like that with like herbs and all of those things, and that was cool to see.
Yeah.
I mean, it was cool to hear about Wicca. I almost said from witches, but they were like voiceover and two fake statues. I mean, they're not fake statues, they're statues.
I feel like a lot of what society tells you that of what Wiccans are is they make you think that they're evil.
Mm-hmm. Wicca's and, like and the they're most not. Peaceful religion.
Yeah.
Legit.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so if so you learn anything neat. From this pod, it's that Wiccans are nice people. Literally, yeah. they're all about peace. So,
yeah.
Peace in nature. Mm-hmm. And, yeah. You know, mm-hmm.
getting along and all that.
And, you know, that just comes from, you know, people not understanding and it that's something different than.
I mean, it still stems from that
yes.
time.
Yes.
We still and have that stigma today.
Right. Yes. right.
You know, there's a lot of portrayals, you know, of bad witches, you know, the Wicked Witch of the East. You know, she's obviously was not a nice witch. And so, like, you have all these representations that, like, that's what people associate because she's so famous. And you forget Glinda was a good witch and she's right. a witch, you know? Mm-hmm. Are you a good witch or are you a bad witch?
Harry Potter I was asked that. Good, I said good.
Wizard.
But it's sad to see. I mean, and you can see that it's true about a lot of cultures and a lot of
it's anything, a lack of you know, a lot of,
yes. The biggest thing is, you know, people fear what they don't understand. And if they just took the time, at the end of the day, we're all human beings. And I've said this a million times. So,
yeah.
We all have that in common.
I thought it was super cool. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
So in the last part, what Sarah just said, they like really focused on like,
yes,
do not fear what you don't understand. Like, it's cool, don't worry.
Yeah, because they talked about examples.
Yeah, so they mm-hmm. gave examples, and one of them was like HIV breakout,
right?
Mm-hmm. Automatically
persecute
was
gay people,
right? And then have a fear of them, and then yeah. that means that it's incorrect. It was communism really cool to yes. have that communism up there yeah. as representation,
and
with
and
all
how
these other things.
Yeah.
Pearl Harbor and the Japanese yeah. they had that up there.
Yeah,
well, and it's cool to see that, you know. Well, I should say I want to put it in this way, like you think of the Salem witch trials and all of these things that they're so far back in time. It's almost you can almost forget that these things happened. And honestly, they were still happening. Like World War II was not that long ago.
Not at all.
When, you know, Pearl Harbor was bombed. And then, mm-hmm. you know, people started taking the Japanese people in America and they were putting them basically in work camps.
Internment
what does that sound
camps,
like?
Yeah.
And you mm-hmm. know, there's things that go on nowadays. So things just, it's not changing, you know?
It just looks different.
Yes.
History repeats itself.
Yes. So it's just something you want to like, it's something that they're like, you know, you want to think of these things, like think of the people that, what they're doing just because they're different than you. And it's like, it makes you stop and think because you're so focused when you're in Salem, like talking about the witches in 1692 and all of these things so many years ago. And you're like, shoot, like this stuff happened like in people's lifetime that are still alive and that are still, you know, that went through it and remember it. And, you know, even other like the whole HIV thing, like people that I know and love worked through it. You know what I mean? Like they were working in hospitals and they saw it firsthand. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy to see.
Agreed.
Yeah. Sad.
Happier things.
Yeah. What did we do after the museum? We went back and we walked by those shops.
Yeah.
We walked
yeah.
by those like couple lunch. Harry Potter shops and there mm-hmm. was the beautiful shop. Wand shop.
Oh, yes. What's that? What is it called?
Crud.
I have crud. A picture.
Something wands.
Something with a W. And remember.
Yeah. Why not?
Wyandotte.
No.
Wyandotte?
Why not?
Remember when I wanted to go to that Wicked bookstore?
Wyandott. Yeah, we never went.
I'm so sad. I just realized that we didn't go back.
It was why not.
I know.
Why not?
Why not once?
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're right.
You're welcome. No, they had
says,
very cool.
Makers of fine wands since 1692.
Oh, cute. Oh,
I enjoy cute. It.
And then we had to double, and then we had to go back because we had reservations at that seafood restaurant.
We didn't Turner's. Double back. We were
well, we were going on our
what
way
was
there.
It called?
Turner's.
Great. Dude. So, and yeah, that was in Lyceum Hall, right?
Yeah. I'm not a seafood person, but even if you're not, they have good options, and the mac and cheese was delish.
And the free rolls they give you were so
oh, yeah. Those
oh, my
are some
gosh.
Good
they were
rolls.
Warm, and the butter melted perfectly. Delicious.
Did work out really well.
And then after lunch,
it started raining.
Is when it started raining.
You guys,
it was misting. Kind
it's
of
not
in the
just
morning,
like a regular
like
rain.
Yeah,
it was like blowing in your face, my cheeks, nose, lips are chapped. Rain, soaked completely.
Well, and that's when Kate, well, that's when all of us wanted to go to the Hocus Pocus house, but it was cutting close to our walking tour that we had planned.
Yeah.
There's a lot of traffic. Ubers were taking a while.
And Katie and I were willing to like miss the beginning of it and meet up. So we continued on that journey and went to the Hocus Pocus house, which was awesome. It's just Max and Danny's house from the movie. We had our Uber like wait for us while we hopped out and took pictures in the pouring rain, and then hopped back in the car and he brought us back, and we did end up making it back in time for the beginning of the tour, so that was good. That ended up being good. But
yeah, shout out to Kelly, who we sent a picture of it to, and she goes, "That looks like the Hocus Pocus house,"
and I was like, "Because it is."
So where we had lunch at Turner's Seafood, it's in Lyceum Hall. I could be totally saying that wrong. And it says the first long distance phone call was demonstrated to the public from that hall by inventor Alexander Graham Bell.
Whoa. That's awesome.
On February 12th, 1877, to universal astonishment, Professor Bell sent a call to his assistant, Watson, who was waiting in Boston.
So Watson, cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So cool.
How cool is that?
See, that's the kind of stuff, like, we were there.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the kind of stuff that
we ate food there.
If anybody is a fan of Family Guy, they do a funny little bit about the first phone calls, but
I was going to say SpongeBob with Alexander Clam Bell.
Oh god. Is this 3? No, this is 2.
Well, it's funny to hear, like, like, people, will you plug that in? It's funny to hear way back in the day how they used to have party lines. So, like, you could pick up the phone and it would, like, multiple people, like, would have. Have you never heard of party lines?
No. I'm just listening to you tell your story.
Yeah, they would, like, you pick up the phone and, like, it could be other people. Like, you had to wait till they were all off the phone, or you would, you know what I mean? Like, it's everyone, like, it was, like, one line or something.
That's crazy.
And then, like, people's, like, phone numbers used to be, like, street names.
What?
Oh. You didn't know this?
You would just like say this.
You gotta work with older people.
I didn't study phone history 101.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
So like it would be like, oh yeah, mine was like 42 Sycamore or whatever would be like their phone number. Yeah.
That's a long one.
Yeah.
But then we did the walking tour.
Oh, yeah. well before that, I literally had to go buy a winter hat and gloves. And I also, there's like, you could go to a porta potty to use the bathroom, or you could like be at a restaurant and pay. But like, there was this Red Line coffee shop.
Or something,
yeah. So you had to buy something to get their bathroom code. So I literally.
You say that with such disdain. They're not the only ones that do that.
I literally had to buy, like, I bought a coffee, got the bathroom code, bought a tea, got the bathroom. Like, because I lost the first receipt, probably got wet and disintegrated in my pocket.
Everything disintegrated. Yeah.
But like, literally. So windy.
Oh my gosh. Windy, rainy.
Yes.
Rainy.
You know, we're from Ohio.
Rainy.
So we handle colder weather just fine.
Right.
Aside cold. Yeah.
There's something
the cold
about
was
wet.
Fine.
Like it's the wetness.
Yeah.
The wind was even fine.
Yeah.
It was the cold, just the rain.
Wet. Yeah.
Like I will say, years ago, I don't even know if I was 22 yet. I was literally turning 22. Like in 3 days, I was in Ireland with my family.
Were you feeling it?
We were in Belfast. It was Easter Sunday. And I remember, again, from Cleveland, it was in the 30s or 40s, maybe 50s. It was just cold and it was windy and rainy. And I just remember being freezing. And I, from Cleveland, my winters are typically usually like 10 degrees or below. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We get snow. It's just winter there, which is fine. And I don't mind it. And I remember seeing this girl in like short shorts and a tank top. And I'm like,
dang.
But you know, she's used to it, but I'm like, oh my gosh. And it was really just the wet that made it so extra cold.
Yeah.
And that's yesterday was just
wet.
I would say it was miserable, but like, it's weird because like I had a good time while being miserable.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So he
you're
walked us around.
Suffer, but you're
going to
be happy about it.
Literally lived
that was
line.
Us yesterday. Probably not Jen, because she, I don't know. How do you feel about it?
It was cold and wet. I don't know what you want to say. I don't know. I'm a camp girl, so, I mean, I lived through it.
I think my glasses really made everything difficult. I needed windshield wipers to function. Literally.
You needed when impervious. When we went to that
coffee shop, I would rather be blind. to function. It was bad. Yeah.
She couldn't see.
Yeah.
Could not see at all.
Katie's like, she needed impervious.
That would have been great. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That would have been
but, like, so it wasn't even, it wasn't even like a heavy rain. It was just consistent.
Consistently. Yeah.
Like almost like a drip. Like
no,
a little,
there were
like,
times where it was pretty heavy.
Yeah. I could hear
when
it
was blowing.
Like, oh, dude. At the very beginning.
Yeah.
That was bad.
So,
but, I mean, but that tour was awesome.
The tour was great. So the guy was very knowledgeable.
He laid out information even before the witch trial started. So he started from like when Salem was like founded.
Yeah, which is really cool. It was cool to even hear he stood in the spot and he goes, "This is where the dock was." And he goes, "Yeah." He's like, "You're probably thinking, if this is a dock, where's the water?" But there was a river that ran through that they knocked out hills, and I forget where he said they were.
Yeah.
And they used the dirt from the hills that they knocked down and filled it in because they didn't want
the British
to use it. Was it in 1800s or was it in
16?
It was before the witch trials, wasn't
I think
it?
No, it was after the witch trials.
No, it was
because
after.
It was when they were fighting. Yeah, they didn't want the British to come.
Sorry.
1812. It was the War of 1812.
Because if you don't know, so we obviously fought for our independence. We signed it in 1776, correct?
Yes.
It was not acknowledged, right. And then they won the war, but it took another like 20 years for the British people
to give up, basically.
To let go of their hold on us. So it was the War of 1812, and you know, back then a lot of places that would be good to like get in and like attack were waterways. So that's what they did. They wanted to preserve the city and make it harder defense for you know, the United States. So they filled it in, so the British couldn't get in there and get to the city, which I was like, oh my gosh, this is so cool.
It was really cool.
I mean, he took us to like the basic spots, like for the witch trials. So like we saw the witch house. I wish that we could have gotten closer to that. I would have loved a picture of it, but it was, I think it was just because it was very crowded over there, so we stayed across the street. The witch house, Gallows Hill, and then Town Hall as well, which is where they filmed Hocus Pocus, where the parents were having their party.
Yep.
And
Bette Midler saying,
"I put a spell on you." And we looped all the way back around to that church that we started at.
Right.
And,
yeah.
And
with
that
the
was really,
stones, yeah.
Yeah. And that was really cool because it was John Proctor's. Was it with John Proctor? His wife?
Somebody.
Her
bought
family
it.
Got the money. So I don't know. I could be completely wrong.
I think
but
it had
was...
something to do with the preacher, and he got banned from the church.
Oh, the
so
preacher,
that's
right.
He built another church facing the other one.
Yes.
Which I'm like,
with the money that
I love it. Yeah.
Inherited. It was very petty, but very great.
Yes.
Yeah.
The OG petty move.
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty great. It's just a really good tour, and he did really well, and I really appreciated
it. And I booked it on Viator. For anybody who cares, it was just a tour off Viator.com, and I searched Salem, and it was the Salem Witch Trials of 1692 walking tour.
It wasn't a ghost one or anything like that. It was just the facts.
Historical.
Just the witch trials.
Yeah. There was a really awkward moment, however, towards the end.
Had nothing to do with us.
Goodness gracious. Woo. We were in some kind of like, it was like a back alley-ish
that
kind
man?
Of way between buildings. And there was a man who was having some kind of trouble, a very bad day, a very bad conversation on the phone, and it carried on and on and on. And
I'm
he
like,
was loud,
20,
screaming
30
expletives out the wazoo.
We moved like twice.
We had to move twice because of this man, because he was heated.
And then there was another tour guide that came, and our tour guide got so mad because he was like, it's not like I'm doing a tour over here.
Dude, Bob.
First of all, I told Jen this later. I was like, if they would have told me as a tour guide that I'm going out today, I would have said, nope.
Hard pass.
I'm not.
He was a trooper.
He literally
his little microphone
care.
And speaker covered in rainwater and everything. He was out there. He was great.
Didn't care. It was
and
great.
And he carried on and on and on. Can you imagine if the weather had been nice?
I mean, honestly, it was a 90-minute tour, and it was almost 2 hours.
Yeah,
it was like an hour and 45.
He was into it, but yeah. I appreciated it. His enthusiasm is what really gets you.
Yeah,
and that was a good tour guide.
And he jokes. When he acted things out, like, it was so good.
Yeah. Yes. But he also brought, like,
just humor.
Humor, and he wanted to make sure that you knew, like, how insane these things are that these people were doing and how it happens today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he just wanted to, he like literally had a message behind his tour. He didn't just give you the facts. He gave you a lesson.
Yes. Yeah. It was awesome.
And
was
I really loved good. It. And he even said when we had to move away from that angry man twice, he was like, and then that tour guide, he was like, this is how you bring peace. Cause he literally, you could tell he was mad.
He was mad.
And he took two deep breaths and he said, okay, let's move somewhere else. And I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't mind it.
Yeah.
And then after the tour, poor Katie was shivering.
Oh my God.
I mean, we all were, but Katie is most affected.
Katie would have been blown away by the wind.
Shout out to my wife for like digging out her scarf and tying it around me and making me all warm. It
was I was like, here, I'm going to pull this down a little bit and you're going to wrap your hands in the scarf.
My feet didn't exist. My hands didn't exist.
Well, you have that like condition. What's it called?
Raynaud's.
Yeah. So her her fingers and stuff like literally.
I mean, literally ankle down. Yeah. There was no feeling.
Like my fingers couldn't move yesterday.
Yeah. I know. The rest of the night, I couldn't type.
You like can't. You can't like move them. They're so slow.
I wanted to see the House of Seven Gables, so I said to Katie, "I'm like, you're not going. I won't allow it." And then Megan's like, "Do you care? Like, do you want to come?" And I was like, no, like, legit. I didn't want her to be out there anymore because it's cold and rainy. And so her and Jen went to go. They went and got, I'm assuming you both got hot beverages. Did you? Yeah. And so we,
we did.
Megan, Tiffany and I went and walked to the House of Seven Gables. It's a 15-minute walk.
We took a little detour, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have a hip issue. I think I have arthritis in my hip. So right around, I would say 6 minutes into the walk, my hip starts hurting.
She starts literally limping. Limping by this big old graveyard. We walked down this road. What was it? Howard Street or something?
Yeah.
And I don't even know how old those gravestones were. I couldn't read.
Yeah. A lot of them were.
A lot of them were just like flat.
Can you take pictures?
And you can't.
A couple. Sweet.
We have some pictures. So, and then we get to the House of Seven Gables. It was a beautiful walk besides the cold and the rain.
Oh, the houses.
Houses were great to look at. My hip's hurting me, so I'm hobbling. And it turns out that, it could be totally wrong. Maybe you didn't have to pay, but it looked like you had to buy tickets and looked at this house. And I didn't want to look at it that bad. so then we turn around and we went to the candy store.
We walked to the edge.
To the ye olde pepper shop.
We looked at the ocean.
Yeah, we looked at the
ocean. It was very foggy.
Yeah.
And then we saw some doggos.
And Tiffany was like, that's cold.
Yeah.
This is a cold beach.
Yeah, yeah, it's not a good beach day.
So Katie's birthday, she wanted pizza, so we're like, okay, well, there was a place that we're gonna go to Flying Saucer, so we text him, I'm like, oh, well, we're gonna get an Uber back, just meet us at the pizza place. So then we get there and they're like, it's like a 20-minute wait, and we're like, all right, cool. And then Jen's like, I'm surprised you guys wanted to come. I'm like, oh, well, Katie wanted pizza. And she's like, Katie and I thought we were going back to Boston, gonna go home, change into dry clothes, and then go out. I was like, what? I'm like, we literally only came here because Katie wanted to get to this pizza. And so I said to Katie, I turn around, I go, Katie, did you want to go back to Boston? She just was like, yeah. I was like, why did either one of you say something? The only reason we went to this pizza place is because we thought you wanted to go there.
I did want to go there, but that was what? But I'm really glad that we did go.
After delicious. 5 hours of waiting because people like to sit and chat and not get up.
Oh my gosh.
If there's a line of people, you need to get up and go.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's just etiquette.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we finally got seated and we all went to the bathroom once we got seated. And then
you had to peel your clothes to go to the bathroom because they were wet and stuck to you.
And honestly, then it was just a hilarious dinner. There were some tears. There was some lots of laughter.
Awesome. Sarah literally cried.
I had five layers on. So I had a t-shirt. I had a sweatshirt. I had a zip-up sweatshirt. And then I had a jacket on top of that. Every single layer was wet. And I also had a scarf. every single layer was wet. So then I take it all off and then I was cold, but then I didn't want to put my, all of my layers were still wet and cold. And I literally start crying. I was just so cold and I wanted a sweatshirt and I wanted it to be warm and not cold and wet. And it just was not good. And then I pointed out to everyone at the table that Jen and Katie didn't want to come here. They wanted to go back to Boston. I should say, not that they didn't want to go there. They just wanted to be dry, which I get. And I'm like, why didn't either one of you say anything? So then Katie and I are like crying because we're laughing so hard and no one else understood because like Katie and I already had this conversation. So they're just like, what is happening? I
had no idea.
We ordered 5 pizza. Oh
my God. Not joking.
Yeah. Did we order 5?
Yeah, we ordered 5. Yeah.
We each got a pizza.
So I got a...
Who didn't order a pizza? Oh, you ordered 2.
We both ordered.
No, we all ordered pizza.
We all ordered pizza.
Yeah.
So mine was a build your own. I did the olive oil and garlic white sauce and pepperoni
sausage.
Yeah. It was great.
It was good. I ordered the Pickle Rick.
Dude.
It was a nerd place if you we didn't
it go. Was.
Yeah, everything was alien themed.
Mozzarella, pickles, and ranch.
It was
and
so
it
good.
Was bomb.
It was one of the best.
I guess that ever. I guess it was all aliens.
Yeah, Star Trek was on.
Pokemon,
Futurama was on. Pokemon.
Yeah, Ivysaur salad.
Oh yeah, they have an Ivysaur stoked. Salad. Yeah.
I didn't look at the salads. I'm at a pizza place.
What was your pizza?
It's called what? The Vision, I think.
Yeah.
It was. Well, an oil-based olive oil, I think, and then cheese, obviously, and then like roast tomatoes and pesto, and then a fig drizzle. Yeah. I had to do figs, guys. This was a swish trip.
Really good. It was really good.
One?
I got the. What did I get? Odison, and I couldn't say it. And the guy's like, what? I'm like, I want this one. I'm like, my brain is not working. I was like, I want this Odyssean, not what it's called. He was like, what? I'm like.
It was a barbecue pizza.
Yeah.
It was pretty delish. But she had to get chicken.
Yeah, they didn't have pulled pork. And I was like, what? And I was like, that's fine. Just get
chicken.
I didn't
mind it.
Yeah.
I didn't mind it.
Good.
What did Jen get?
I got the flying saucer pizza, which is really just a supreme pizza because that's my favorite. And it was great.
Shout out.
It was good.
Did you get the flying saucer because that's the name of the restaurant?
No, because she likes supreme pizzas.
No.
Well, Jen is the type of person. So, like, say we open a restaurant. It's called, like, Shmoo-magoo, right? And they're
you get to order a big order of shmoo.
No, like they're
and a side
known,
of magoo.
They're known for like their peanut butter milkshakes. Jen would order a peanut butter milkshake
because
that's what they're known for.
She's good at ordering.
She knows what's up.
What if it was like
Marty has made me good at ordering. Like if you go to a seafood place, don't order a steak. He told me like I have had some horrible meals and I've had to learn the hard way.
I ordered mac and cheese at a seafood restaurant, and it was great.
Yeah, well, it might not always be that way. I think that was just a really good restaurant.
An extra set of shmoo.
But this, the ice cream is the shmoo.
Got it.
I'd order
the
shmoo.
Peanut butter is the magoo.
I'd like a cup of tea over there. You know what I'm saying?
I'll make you my own special cup of tea.
I would like it later. Thank you.
You're welcome. Shmoo magoo.
I want the magoo.
I got to give a shout out. Oh, is your hand up?
No, sorry.
Oh.
I mean, it
shout
literally
out
was.
To Julie and Amy because they commented on our post when we said they were going to be in Salem and they're like, you got to go to Flying Pizza. Flying Saucer Pizza Co. And no regrets. I would absolutely go back.
It was pretty good.
It was really good.
It was pretty good. And honestly, the lady, the other customer that was like, was the only rude person we've ever encountered in Boston. So
yeah,
far.
There was one lady that like,
well, in Salem too.
Very rude to me who wanted me to get out of her way and she could have been a lot nicer about it, but. Yeah,
you know what? She's not worth our time.
Nope.
Oh yeah. Who? What did she say to you?
She literally just like put her hand up, like
she like
I'm
put her hand
first.
Up, and was like excuse me, and was like all rude about it, and like pushed past me. I was like,
oh yeah,
you could have just
her.
Said excuse me.
I wanted to walk up to her and be like, can you sleep at night being that rude?
Yeah, that's not okay. Right. Like just say excuse me, and I would gladly.
Yes.
I will say I will stand in your way. Say excuse me and I will gladly move out. But if you're trying to get do yeah. something and you're not trying to politely be like, can you get out of my way? I will purposely stand in your way.
Manners are free.
Yeah.
Good ones, at least. The bad ones are going to cost you.
What did we do after that?
We went back to our Airbnb and all had hot showers.
You guys, I was hunched over from trying not to get the rain in my face, which fail. And I was shivering so hard after we left the Flying Saucer that my back muscles felt like they were spasming. Like, ugh, that's how tight I was, like,
somebody how much clenched. Was. Mm-hmm.
It was awful. And I literally, that was literally just so bad. Like,
it that walk to the train station was short, but we were already all wet and it was still raining and very windy. So it was like,
so here's the thing. If you want to know how, like, soaked, just absolutely soaked, I had on a waterproof coat.
Me too.
That got soaked through. That's how wet it was. And a fleece underneath that was soaked, a sweatshirt underneath that was soaked, and a tank top underneath that was soaked.
Yep.
My bra was also soaked. And somehow, even being covered, my underwear. Like,
yeah, literally everything.
Literally my socks, shoes were my waterproof. Shoes.
Oh.
Not anymore.
Oh. Once that happened, I was like,
yep. Oh, this is bad.
It was, I've, like, the only time I've ever been covered in that much water was when I took a shower.
Not when you're swimming?
No. Because I don't go under. I got serious. I'm afraid it's going to change my hair to be green. So I don't go under.
Oh, my God.
Was your hand up, Sarah?
Yeah, but it's all right. I didn't need to say what I needed to say.
Is it? Did you forget? Or?
No, it passed.
What's happening right now with you?
I had to unbutton my pants.
Too much Shake Shack.
No, I just, like, sometimes you just like to let things loose, you know?
I feel that. That's why I don't wear jeans.
Yes, Meg.
No.
Can we?
I do sometimes. I actually found a pair that fit me.
Go party?
But I just don't wear jeans.
Can we go to this ball?
Yeah, we have, what's it called? The Esther.
Balls to the Wall.
Y'all trying to party?
Esther is Florence's friend.
Okay.
Let's go enjoy LeakyCon.
Let's wrap this up.
Do another bonus episode soon all about LeakyCon.
Yes.
Because we have to experience tomorrow still.
Yeah.
Fuck my balls.
I want to thank you guys so much for a super... What'd she say? I don't know.
She said something that I'm glad that we're recording on 4 tracks.
Oh, that's going to be a bitch.
No, it'll be easy because she's on her own track.
Oh, she's on her own track.
I'm always on my own track.
All right, literally shut up. Katie, go ahead.
I want to thank you guys for spending my birthday with me, and it was a really good day. Despite the fact that we got so wet, it was still really fun.
You're welcome, but don't expect another birthday like that because I can't take you to Salem again.
What? No, it was honestly just like, it was just a really good day.
It was a great time to be in Salem together.
It was
a
great time to be alive.
It was. Mm-hmm. It was. All right.
Guys, more importantly than Katie's birthday was my half birthday.
All right, Tiffany, wrap this up.
All right. So honestly, because of you listeners, we were able to come here for our working trip and bring you all the information that you need about Salem. And I can't wait to talk to you about our experience and all the work that we have done at LeakyCon this weekend. So stay tuned for another bonus episode. I believe that's all we got. So once again, thank you so much for listening, and don't let the muggles get you down.
Amazing. Just my voice.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.